AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Migrants have been racing to enter the U.S. at the Mexico border today before pandemic-related asylum restrictions are lifted. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says Customs and Border Protection will meet the moment.
We have done all we can with the resources that we have and within the system that we are operating under.
But he's expecting tough days ahead and says,
this is an ongoing challenge that, quite frankly, has vexed this country for decades because this country has been unable, Congress has been unable to pass immigration reform that everyone agrees and understands is desperately needed.
House Republicans today passed a bill to impose new restrictions on asylum seekers and build more border wall. Congresswoman Laurel Lee, a Florida Republican.
This legislation will increase the number of Border Patrol agents, strengthen current law to protect unaccompanied children, and bolster our border's infrastructure.
New York Democrat Jerry Nadler.
This bill attempts to combine a variety of different bills, each one more cruel and heartless than the last, into one contradictory and overlapping mess. This bill has no chance of being enacted into law, and it is nothing more than pure political theater.
In other news, prosecutors are bringing manslaughter charges against the man who choked to death an unruly passenger on the New York subway. While in California, a man accused of fatally shooting one person and wounding five others at a church luncheon a year ago has been charged with dozens of federal hate crimes. Investigators say he was motivated by political hatred of Taiwan. The Biden administration is proposing new limits on greenhouse gas emissions from coal and gas-fired power plants, the first time the federal government has restricted carbon dioxide emissions from existing plants. And Elon Musk says he's found a new CEO for Twitter, or X Corp as it's now called. Musk did not name the person, but said it's a woman and she will be starting in about 6 weeks. This is AP News. A record number of people around the world were internally displaced by conflict or natural disasters in 2022. Donna Warder has details.
The Norwegian Refugee Council's Internal Displacement Monitoring Center says the war in Ukraine helped push the global total of people internally displaced throughout the world last year to a record 71.1 million people. The report says that by the end of 2022, 5.9 million more people had been forced to relocate inside Ukraine because of Russia's invasion. In Syria in 2022, 6.8 million more people were displaced by conflict after more than a decade of civil war. The number of people displaced inside their country because of disasters such as floods and famine reached an additional 8.7 million. I'm Donna Warder.
And no respite this year, the UN says 700,000 displaced by the conflict in Sudan. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.